Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertained!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Cereal!
Good morning, yes, you are listening to Get Cereal Saturdays with Sam and Jules Spinnen on Sin 90.7.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a fantastic Saturday.
Yeah, hoping so. How are you going, Julia?
I'm good. How are you, Sam?
I'm good. Having a good morning. I think a sprightly morning, maybe.
Sprightly,
yes. Nice and sprightly
and cold.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's, I think, a bit of rain coming along the way.
Oh, weather watch with Sam.
Yeah, I know. I have been watching the weather. It's actually been kind of nice this week. Like, a few of the days during the week were sort of pleasant, I would say.
Oh.
Kind of...
Unexpected?
Yeah, unexpected. And now I think, unfortunately, we're well into winter as we have passed the winter solstice. We are still in winter, unfortunately, which is not what I really wanna be thinking of. But anyway, right. Julia, what are we chatting
yes.
about?
Well, I thought today we would talk about something that... People who like free things are going to get around, because I want to know, how far would you go to get free things? I love a freebie, and I'm going to share that with you very shortly.
Oh, lovely, Julia. I'm going to be chatting about how Australian food, their flavours, have just gone a little bit crazy recently. I think we've got some interesting new flavours that I want to be discussing.
Oh, love a bit of an Aussie icon with a twist.
Yes, definitely.
And up next, we're going to be talking about some of the crazy events that happen at Fed Square, Melbourne's very own icon. But before that, we have Hayden James, Just Friends. You're on Sin. Sam, the 21st of July, it's a big, big date.
Yes.
We've had Bastille Day celebrating French history on the 14th of July coming up soon.
Oh, see, I don't follow a lot of world events. I feel like I should.
We've also had America's Independence Day just passed, 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
It is, of course, heavily marked in our calendars, but there's a huge event on the 21st of July. I mean, I don't need to tell anyone out there in Melbourne listening, because they already have it marked down.
Yeah.
And I look forward to it each and every year, which is miraculous for an inaugural event.
Yes.
It's the public crying at Fed Square Day.
Oh, my God. Yes, I heard about that event.
Mm.
I heard about it. Oh, how interesting.
So I thought, okay, interesting. You go to Fed Square. You join a whole bunch of people that are crying in public.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Interesting. Get the sads out, if you will.
Yeah.
So to prep for the event, Sam, I've done a bit of homework. And I thought, okay, if I want to have a good cry, I need some good tunes to have a cry with. And here's a little bit of something I cried earlier. How about some REM's Everybody Hurts?
Well, everybody hurts.
Oh, yes, everybody does hurt.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Just once on the 21st of July. What
yes.
about a bit of Adele, Someone Like You?
Never mind,
oh, this one always gets me crying.
Like thinking about that guy that you saw on the bus
yeah,
3 years ago.
The sort of the lost love, I feel, is the important one behind there.
What about a bit of U2?
Oh, yes.
I shed a tear to this one when watching Looking for Ella Brandy.
Oh, Looking for Ella Brandy.
And it really hit me
that.
In the feels.
With or Without You.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a great, great song, U2. I always feel like it's kind of underrated, good old U2.
And my biggest tearjerker would have to be this one.
It's not a cry that you
Oh, yes.
Because it's one who's seen the light.
I don't know the lyrics.
It's a golden, it's a broken, hallelujah.
Sing it, Sam.
Yes. I feel like that what's so sad about that song is because it's so beautifully well put together.
Mm.
And it's just the notes, I feel, make you cry. I'm someone
and the
that
lyrics.
I feel like, okay, I'm normally someone who cries from lyrics, but I think for that song, it's just because it's so beautiful. That's why I cry.
The weird thing is I never notice lyrics in songs, and I feel like it's an emotion. Yeah,
wow.
It's weird. Like, people are like, you know that lyric is about blah. And I was like, huh? I just notice like the melody of things and how that emotion sort of impacts me. But yeah, Jeff Buckley, unfortunately passed away too young, written by Leonard Cohen. That was Hallelujah. Absolutely beautiful songs. But I thought, hey, what an interesting event. Weirdly enough, it was tagged on Facebook events under Zumba, Big Game Fishing, and Anti-Folk Music.
Oh,
so I don't know
God.
how that popped up in my feed. But on a serious note, it's an event, you know, getting that promotion out for mental health and being like, it's okay to cry.
Yeah, yeah. And it's actually good to have a public event where you cry. I know that sounds weird, but it's like, that's why funerals make people feel better, because you feel you have this community and you're able to let out your emotion and it's okay.
And it's therapeutic too.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So Sam, everyone around Melbourne, would you go to Fed Square? Would you go to public crying at Fed Square? Will we see you there? Let us know. Hit us up at Get Cereal.
Get popcorn.
Get streaming.
Get watching.
Get on the couch.
With Sam. Yes, it is time for Get on the Couch with Sam. Mm. So this week, Julia, I've looked at kind of like an old movie. I do like my historical movies. And I was watching this with my mum recently because I thought, hey, let's have a good movie night with mum. So I saw The Duchess. Have you heard of The Duchess?
Nope.
Okay,
what
well,
is it?
I will tell you a bit about it. So it's directed by Saul Dibb. Keira Knightley is starring in it as Georgiana. We have Ralph Fiennes, who, you know, played Voldemort. He is William, her husband. And we have Hayley Atwell, who is her best friend, or Bez, who gets in the way.
Cool. So scandalous.
I know. So that's just a little bit of a hint of what might be happening. But what this story is about, it's a true story of Georgiana, who she marries William Cavendish, who is the Duke of Devonshire. So she marries him because she wants to do really well and she wants money.
And eat scones?
Well, they actually do. They have a lot of eating scenes, which is really interesting because it just makes you really want food. So she becomes Georgiana Cavendish, the Duchess of Devonshire. Mm-hmm. She's loved by all for her style, for being entertaining, and she has huge parties. But she's not so loved by her husband, who has a wandering eye.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know. So that's the idea behind it, is that she's loved by all, but not by her husband, the one person who should love her more than everybody else.
Yeah, that sort of makes logical sense when you get married to someone. You hope that they
yes.
love you back.
Yeah, you'd hope. But, you know, they weren't really marrying for love back then. You're marrying for a title or for money or security, mm-hmm. especially as a woman. That was your role, which was very backwards, of course. Yeah. Anyway, so it's an amazing, true and tragic story. And part of it is it parallels Princess Diana and her tragic story, because she is actually the descendant of Georgiana.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So it's really kind of weird, because Diana also kind of was loved by all and married a man who didn't love her. And there's a quote by Diana that was, there were three people in her marriage now. She said that in a famous interview.
Really?
And it parallels Georgiana.
I know that everyone goes on about Diana, and I feel like we were too young to kind of know why she was so infamous, or she was shaking stuff up for the time.
I think she just had a great personality. She was very true to herself. She gave a lot of herself to, you know, supporting charities, and she was an all-round beautiful, generous person, and everybody knew that, and she did a lot of humanitarian work.
I guess that's better than sitting around and just eating cake all day or something.
Yeah, yeah. And
oh, I don't know.
God,
I just assume that's what the royals do. Let them eat cake.
And that's the thing, is that she married young, and she married for the title so that she could do well for the rest of the world, you know, all her charity
what
work.
What a smart hookie.
I know, but, you know, married someone who didn't really love her. So a bit of a parallel there, which I think is kind of creepy that it's her descendant.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Brilliant.
Check it out, The Duchess.
If you like The Crown, I guess you'd like The Duchess as well?
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
We go. There's your in. And Sam, I want to ask you the question, and all the people of Melbourne listening right now.
Yes.
How far would you go for free stuff?
Pretty far, I feel.
Yeah?
Well, it depends. Like, are you talking about a car, or are you talking about, like, one of those little stuffed animals that you kind of get if you sign up to a phone line?
Well, one girl in New South Wales by the name of Brooke Collins,
mm-hmm.
she has got a tattoo on her foot, along with her friend, who's done the same.
Wow.
To get something free. Now, it is National Fried Chicken Day. It was yesterday, Friday the 6th of July. And to be able to win a year's worth of fried chicken from a particular fast food retailer entering this competition to get, you know, $100 of products a week.
Whoa.
It's a lot of chicken.
That is $100. I don't think I'd eat that much chicken in a week.
Well, Brooke and her mate Brielle, I hope that's how I've pronounced it, mm-hmm. if she's listening in New South Wales. She's gone on schoolies. She's just finished her year 12. She's, well, I believe it must have been last year at the end, and now they've announced that this week she has won the Chicken Check competition.
Wow.
To win this particular retailer's competition for a year.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's kind of amazing.
She's got a tattoo. She went off to schoolies. The first thing she did when she hopped off the flight from New South Wales to Queensland, she got a tattoo of the initials of that particular brand. Now I'm probably narrowing it down, but you can guess who I'm talking about now.
Yeah, yeah. I just think it's amazing because on your foot, that's apparently the worst place to get a tattoo. So that's brave. I don't think that's like
not going
silly.
Too far.
No. I think that's impressive. That's like, whoa, you're hardcore.
I saw.
Sounds so lame saying
that. I was actually shocked, Sam, because when I was looking through the comments of this competition, because it was through a Facebook post, there was someone that tattooed that same initials, that same branding, onto their tongue.
Whoa. Oh, their tongue is a different. Okay, that's, I feel, a little bit more daring.
Yeah.
But would you be able to, I don't know, eat? Would you be able to eat all that chicken?
I don't know, maybe. Maybe if you love chicken that much. But I want to know, would you go that far to get free stuff? You know, where is the line? Do you draw it at getting a tattoo on your tongue? I noticed that Brooke, she actually put up the post on Facebook saying, hey guys, if I get enough likes, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get a tattoo on my foot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going too far? Is it a social experiment? Or is she just doing it in the sort of scheme of, let's just see if I can get enough social media popularity,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Personally, I think foot, yes. Tongue, no.
Okay. Well, my old mate, she used to go to a smoothie and juice bar.
Oh, okay.
And
yes.
It had a very popular thing where they gave out free drinks to people that had a particular name every so often.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm narrowing it down.
Oh, yes, you are. Yeah. I know exactly who you're talking about.
So what she used to do was my friend went around to all these franchises and pretended that she was that name that was giving out free things on that day.
What if they checked your ID?
Well, she would just get a new exercise book, write down her name was Sarah for the day, and then show that and say, oh, forgot my ID. Here's my exercise book.
Oh, my God. What a smart trick. What a smart cookie. That's just like, round of applause for that person.
Yeah. Sam, how far would you go for free things? What have you done that's been quite impressive?
Oh, I don't know if I've gone that far. I feel like I've donated money, maybe, for a free thing. But then again, I felt good donating the money.
Okay. So no sort of selfish reasons of getting lots of chicken or lots of drinks.
Or things maybe I'm not willing to say on air.
Right.
Is what I've
Fair
done
enough.
But that sounds really
bad. We'll keep you being honourable here. We'll stop it there.
Yes.
Guys, how far would you go for free stuff? Hit us up. Tweet us at Get Cereal. Please let us know.
Julia, I have seen in the news recently that Australia loves their wacky food flavours.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there's a new one that is coming out recently. Well, actually, let's just chuck it back a little bit. And, Julia, do you remember you bought a certain smoothie and juice brand that had Vegemite in it?
Yep.
And it was their Vegemite smoothie?
Yeah, it was chucked in with a bit of vanilla-y ice cream, something, sorbet. It was a few weeks ago, so forgive me for my memory, but it was surprisingly good.
Yeah, see, surprisingly good. Well, now Australians have knocked it up another notch.
Uh-oh.
And we're going for garlic bread flavoured chips.
Yes.
Have you heard about this?
No, but I can get around this. Garlic bread is one of the best inventions out there.
Oh,
I will
so
fight
true.
Whoever says no, unless you can't have, you know, you're lactose intolerant or you really don't like the stinkiness of garlic.
The stinkiness?
Sorry, stinky.
Oh,
need to
I get
enunciate.
What you mean.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, this garlic bread flavoured chips, this brand, sold out in 2 hours.
Whoa.
So they tried it out and they sold out in 2 hours. And now I think we're moving away from these garlic bread chips and we've actually moved into the territory of Vegemite and cheese popcorn at cinemas.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with that because Vegemite and cheese as a sandwich itself, delicious snack.
Yeah, but on popcorn, I'm a little bit hesitant.
No, no, no. Sam, I know you well. You love your veggie and cheese.
Yeah, I do. I do.
You
I
love
do.
Your popcorn. Why not mesh the two things together? What could go wrong?
Well, I guess I do like the saltiness of the Vegemite. It could work. I'm willing to try it. So it's going to be coming to cinemas, I'm sure, near you. I'm not going to say the brand. You will have to go out and find it for yourself.
Sam works on the side at a cinema joint.
Yeah. Oh.
She's got all the lingo down pat.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'd certainly throw in Vegemite and Nutella in a sandwich. And I've tried peanut butter and Nutella. Don't knock it before you try it.
Yum. I know that some people I used to go to school with would have apple and cheese together.
Nah.
I thought that was a bit weird.
Nah, that's a bit strange.
I haven't tried it, though, but it might be really good. Apparently, the sweet and the creaminess of the cheese is actually a good combination.
I've had, scrambled eggs with fruit before, like strawberries and raspberries. That was quite bizarre, but it was quite good.
Oh, that's so strange. I just could not imagine eggs with anything sweet.
Sweet and savoury.
But then again, you do have, French toast. And I know that my mum is definitely the French toast, she puts salt on hers. But I put maple syrup on mine.
But I suppose people put bacon on top of their French toast.
They do. And
it works. Yeah. Plus maple
Canadian
syrup, you
bacon
know?
On stuff like that. Yeah, mapled bacon.
While we're in the midst of anarchy, a lot of people go a bit nuts over Vegemite and a lot of millennials go nuts over avocado.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever mixed them together, Sam?
I haven't. I've always wanted to try it. But
it's
I imagine,
good.
Yeah, yeah. Is it a good breakfast food? Does it wake you up in the morning?
You can have it any time of the day.
It's so cheek.
Good. Yeah, with some house deposits. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. All of that. Well, this popcorn is called gourmet popcorn. I'm not too sure if you would actually call it gourmet popcorn.
Gourmet
popcorn. But yeah, hit us up with your weird food combinations. What have you tried? What have you not wanted to try at all?
Yeah.
At Get Cereal. Hit us up on Facebook, on Twitter.
Yeah, tweet us.
Yeah, let us know. Four dummies.
Yes, that's right. It's the time of the week where, Sam, you are the dummy.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes, I am usually the dummy.
Yes. And basically, you have to explain to us what you are seeing on the screen because you can't talk sports. You've got a video clip in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And each week we look at a different sport and Sam has to explain in simple terms what is going on the screen. Now, Sam, when you are ready, we have bouldering.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just going to really. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, actually.
What are you seeing on the screen,
okay,
Sam?
Okay. So, I remember this because I've done this a little bit before.
Oh, that's cheating.
No. But I'm not doing it well. I mean, I've seen this before. So, okay. So, it's a type of rock climbing, but it's called bouldering because you're meant to be on kind of an either an overhang or it's sort of out of the wall a bit and you're only climbing up a little bit and it's very difficult. You're not sort of climbing up just a standard wall. It's not like rock climbing
because you don't have ropes.
Yes. Aha, there we go. Yep, so I didn't notice that. They don't have ropes.
And you're a very adventurous person, a very outdoorsy person, Sam. So tell us a little bit about how you do it. How do you climb up those rocks or boulder up those boulders?
Okay, well, first of all, you want to stretch and have the right muscle tone, I guess. But you also use powder to help you grip because a lot of the time your hands get a bit sweaty because you are nervous and you're sweating because you're exercising. So, yeah, you have powder, sometimes a little pouch at the back. You have special shoes to help you grip. A lot of what I'm seeing here is overhanging, which I know is almost impossible if you don't have the hand strength, the finger strength.
What's overhanging?
Overhanging is when the rock actually is out from the cliff and you're trying to go upside down like Spider-Man.
Right. Okay. So that was pretty easy for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm actually shook.
Yeah.
You are not the sports for dummies this week. You knew
oh
more than me. This has never happened on the show before on Get Serial Saturdays.
Wow, I actually felt really good talking about that because normally I can't say anything.
I thought you were going to be bored by that clip.
I really enjoy rock
climbing. We've had football, we've had soccer, we have had tennis, we have had table tennis, we've had...
Lawn bowls. Yeah.
That didn't put you to sleep.
No. I know more about bouldering than I do about AFL, and I know a lot of Australians.
All right, we're doing AFL for our last week next week.
Okay.